I don't care what is happening in your life. God who is able is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
I thank you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, glory, glory. Bring the sick and you weak for the healing. Open your ears and listen. Come and claim your salvation.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change.
Earlier on this series,
the gift of healing is to supernaturally bring cure for the sick and oppressed. This is to supernaturally bring cure for the sick and what? Oppressed. Spiritually, physically, and emotionally. Hear this. In the case of the woman with the issue of blood, her faith made her whole. This was a different case. He never said their faith. Everyone that touched him, they were all healed. That is the gift of it. You understand, man? The woman with the issue of blood, not everybody was healed. It was our own faith. But when Jesus demonstrated the gift of healing, everybody, whether they had faith or not, most people, when I operate in that healing, their faith does not take a part in healing. Check in the church. When the gift of healing comes and I begin to say, most people don't even know what happened. They just see the good. You don't understand what I'm talking about. And number five, purpose we said, which I want to share with you now, is to assist in world evangelization. In world what? Is to assist in world evangelization. In Mark 16, beginning from 15, it says, go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And said, this sign shall follow them that believe in my name, they shall cast out devils. Now hear this. Why you need the gift is this. The hidden are more likely to respond to supernatural manifestation which comes through the gifts of the Holy Ghost than pious sermonization. A powerful, pious sermon, many people will not respond to it, but one demonstration of power can make a sinner say, Jesus is Lord. Am I talking? I have been a witness of such. T.L. Osborne said he went to India as a young missionary and went there only to preach. He said, for so many years, whether only four people were converted, he could not gather up to 20 people. A pious sermon may not win anybody. But the gift of the Holy Ghost authenticates the gospel. It helps you to prove that the gospel is real. Because there have been demonstration of power. Now, I went to preach a life story. We are sent on evangelism and in Lagos, I went to a place called Mile 2. Mile 2 is a very popular place. Those of you who are used to Lagos. And I went to my two to preach. And as a Bible school student, I was busy speaking English. Jesus Christ is Lord. There's a filler, filler. Not one person gave me ears. I said, is that how I preach, yeah? When I give them handbill, they give it back to you. They say, take, don't trouble me. What is it? So I said, oh God, this assignment given to me must not fail. And I was the one leading the group for the evangelism. So all of a sudden, I saw a man with crutches. And the Holy Ghost said to me, go to that man and minister to him. Say gift. Say gift. So I took him aside. So in case it doesn't work, nobody's here. If it work, thank you. But if it doesn't work, only two of us. And the people that went with me, so nobody would have said, come, stand here. I'll pray for you. And I'll lead you to Christ. So I pushed him to the corner. I moved him from the main road where he was begging to those houses. So I said, let's say after me now. As I was leading him to Christ, the Holy Ghost said to me, tell him to drop the crutches. So I said, now, in Jesus' name, drop the crutches. He looked at me, he has never done that. He dropped. I said, now, move in Jesus' name. And he stuck at the first leg, stuck at the second leg, stood. I saw a miracle for the first time. I said, oh. Now, but here the humbling path. The same people I was saying Jesus is Lord, I did not believe. The moment I came out with a man, because he was a known beggar, all the people in my two, under sun, around 2 in the afternoon, they ran to me. See, this man, they walk. I said, now, all of you, say after me. You need to. Lagos is a funny place. All the people that say, feel it. They say, they just did that. They lifted their hands and said, say Lord. They say, Lord Jesus, knee, Lord Jesus. I didn't preach. One gift of the Holy Ghost, what it will do, powerful, well-calculated, I didn't summon, may not do it. Shout hallelujah. But hear me, you will operate in that power. Amen. You will operate in that same power. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. So I'll be in this service teaching on the working of miracles and how it applies to you. Working of miracles and how it applies to you under the power gifts. I'll be taking that in this service. In Isaiah chapter 8 and verse 18, Isaiah 8:18. Behold, I and the children whom the Lord had given me are for what? Signs and wonders in Israel from the Lord of hosts. So every child of God is born a sign. When you are born again, you are born a sign carrier. That which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. And God is a Spirit. In John chapter 3 verse 8, it said, the wind bloweth where it listed. And thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot stay when it's coming. And whither it goeth, so is everyone that is born of the Spirit. He said, nobody is supposed to understand how you operate. Do you understand what God is saying now? So if you are born of the Spirit, you are born a sign. I'm trying to lay a foundation before we build upon. Hear what Jesus said. And this sign shall follow them that believe. Mark 16:17. In my name they shall cast out devils. They will lay hands on the sick and the sick will recover. They shall take up deadly things. They shall not hurt them. And this sign shall follow. Signs are to follow you if you believe the word of God. Say, signs are supposed to follow me. Now, miracles are your birthright in God. Now, what's a miracle? Miracles are events outside the natural course of nature. Miracles are what? Events outside the natural course of nature. Miracles are events outside the natural course of nature. Now hear this. Say with me, I'm born a sign. Say it like a child of God. Say it one more time. Christianity is a birth into a world of signs. For I and my children. Now, the mistake is this. People think signs, miracles, is for those on the pulpit alone. That's why we miss it. Every born again child is supposed to be a miracle worker. I mean, understand what I'm talking about. Miracles are not a result for evangelists. Every born again child of God is supposed to be a miracle worker. So I hear. And I pray you will walk into that. If you are not a sign, you will sigh. If you are not a sign, something is wrong with you. And if you are not a sign, you are sick. You hear this truth? Can I humble you? Things are not permitted to take natural course in your life. You hear me again? If this take natural course in your life, there's no point being born again. Things are not permitted to take a natural course. You are supposed to operate from the super to change the course of life. You should make this happen. Turn them from the natural and make them happen from the supernatural to effect natural change. You bring heaven down on earth and effect change. That's what makes you a sign. Am I talking to someone here? You don't allow things happen the way they should happen. You make them happen the way you want them to happen. I pray someone understand what God say here. You are supposed to be living a supernatural life. The gift of working of miracles makes you to, it helps you to authenticate your sonship. Now, hear what the Bible says. Can I tell you something? Without signs, you don't have a divine approval as a son. He said, and Jesus was approved with miracles, signs, and wonder. In Acts chapter 2, verse 22. Now, hear what the Bible says. Acts 2:22. It said, ye men of Israel, hear this. Was Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by what? Miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you, as you yourself also know. So without miracles, you are not approved. Your grammar is nonsense. Is that Jesus is approved amongst you? So your approval as a son is miracles. Come on, sir, here. I'm going to understand what I'm talking about. It sets a seal of approval on your sonship. Sign for signs. Knowing this should make you quest for signs in your heart. When you know that you can't, listen, Christianity without signs is a burden. When you begin to know that it's supposed to be so, you'll be hungry. You'll be satisfied with this one. You carry a Bible, one big Bible, and come down and see that something in you will well up. The truth is, the Bible without miracles would have been nothing but a storybook. Take away miracles from this book, it will be a literature book. What makes this book, is miracles. If you take away science from this book, it will be like any other encyclopedia. So when your life lacks proofs of science, you are a kingdom encyclopedia. So God forbid. It is miracles that make this book a living book. Jesus without miracles would have been like any of the old prophets. But hear what the Bible says. Say, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I am alive forever. That's why today when we say, in the name of Jesus Christ, the name still produce. So what makes you to be alive is science. Without science, you are dead. Jesus' name is producing. That's why he said, he's alive forevermore. You can't call any old prophet and miracles happen. But it's in the name of Jesus, miracles happen. Because the proof that life is existing is signs and wonders. Say, miracles are my birthright. Signs and wonders are my heritage. Say like a child of God. Miracles, they are my birthright. It's available if you are ready to pay the price. It's a gift. Hear what the Bible said in 1 Corinthians 12, verse 31. 1 Corinthians 12, 31, hear what the Bible says. It says, but covet earnestly the best what? Best gifts. And yet, he said, covet earnestly the best. Is it a good gift? He said, covet it. Covet and best gifts. Hello. Walking of miracles. Walking of what? Walking. It is a gift of miracles. A walking of. People miss that particular one because they are waiting for miracles. It's a walk miracles. Of the gifts of the Spirit. When it came to say, it is a gift of miracles. It's a walking. W-O-R-K. Walk. When is I walk? Do you stay one place? After I walk, they paid me. It is the same as this man just gave me a gift. Are they the same? Come. Salary and gift. Are they the same? No. Salary, you say you walk. Gift, it didn't walk. Out of the 9 gifts, one he said walk when it came to miracle. The other one he said, don't I give you. I'm not understanding it too. But the church has been waiting for miracles. While God said walking off miracles. Come on, sir, here. So miracles don't just happen, they are walked. Permit me. They are what? And there's a tool. For walking of miracles, that's where I'm going. There's a what? There's a tool you use to walk miracles. How many want to know the tool? Want to know the tool? There's a tool you use to provoke miracles. There's a tool when you handle that tool. You know, when a mechanic comes, say, I want to get my tools. When you carry that tool, miracles must be wrought. You don't look for miracles. Miracles should be what? You can't be going from church to church looking for miracle at this level of Christianity. And this sign shall follow. Not you following signs. Today, do deliverance for me. Cast out demon for me. You should pass that level. You will never be stranded after today. What is the tool? Ephesians 1. Ephesians 1. Verse 17. The tool for working of miracles. Ephesians 1. 17. Shall we read together? One to go. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge. Take note. The spirit of wisdom in the knowledge of him. The eyes of your understanding. Being enlightened that ye may know what is the hope of his calling. And what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us what we believe according to the working of his mighty power. that your eyes of understanding be lighted, to know what you need to do to strike. That is talking about unusual insight into the knowledge of God as a tool. What God is saying, it is striking inside that gives birth to signs. Striking what? He said, Moses, take this rod with which thou shalt do signs. Striking insight into the word of God is what makes you walk miracles, signs, and wonders. Come on, start here. Now, hear this. There was no food. They came to Jesus. They said, 5,000 men, excluding women and children, no food here. And in John chapter 6, the Bible said, and Jesus, in verse 6 precisely, knew what to do. He had striking insight in the midst of scarcity. Hello. And he commanded food by the striking insight. May every blindness be destroyed. Amen. The operation of the spirit of wisdom and revelation in knowledge of him is what gives birth to supernatural exploits. The entrance of the word giveth light and giveth understanding to the simple. And God is light. In him there's no darkness at all. And that light shineth in the darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Psalm 119, verse 130, 1 John 1, 5, and John 1, 5. When that light enters you, and you are illuminated by that light, you give birth to signs. No devil can stop you. Come and say here. You wrought miracles with ease. Are you getting what I'm saying? He said, put water into the water pot. And as they put the water, he said, whatever it tells you to do, do it. As to obey the word, strike it inside. When you obey the word of God with understanding, you must give back to a miracle. Because he uphold all things by the word of his power. John 2, 5, Hebrews 1, 3. Can I tell you something? Until something strikes on the inside, no sign on the outside. So first and foremost, if I want, the first thing I do is word conception. What? Word conception is what gives birth to signs and wonders. Word conception. What? I sit now, hear this. I'll give you a typical example. No matter how dull a student, hear me. You read Daniel chapter 1, Daniel chapter 2, Daniel chapter 3 to chapter 6, and sit down with Daniel and meditate on Daniel chapter 1 and chapter 2. He had an excellent spirit. He was 10 times wiser than his peers. Then you come back to 1 Corinthians 2:16, and the Bible said, I have the mind of Christ. You come back to John, the Holy Ghost shall teach me all things. Sit down with it, be pregnant. Your brain will do like this.
Are you seeking for answers to those issues in your marriage, health, business, and career? Someone's knocking at the door. Jesus is the answer. He wants to change your life and give you a new story. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Why not accept Jesus today? Say this simple prayer.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for saying this prayer. You are now born again. For more information on how you can grow spiritually, call us on the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Which is that obstacle before your family? Which is that obstacle before your health? It must go now. It must go now. It must go now. Cancer must go now. HIV must go now. Problems must go now. Barrenness must go now. Failure must go now. Every mountain must go.
Thank you for watching this program. To get today's message in totality or all the materials by David Ebiomie, you could call +234-703-897-5714. Wherever you are, whatever you do, you can always be in touch with us via your mobile devices. Watch more captivating videos on YouTube, follow us on Twitter, comment and like us on Facebook. For live services with David Ebiomie, more information about Salvation Ministries, testimonies, personal counseling, or prayer requests, you could visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org or call +234-844-6170 or send us an email at info@salvationministrieshs.org. No matter what you are going through, don't give up on God. God has not given up on you. Jesus is Lord.